This hour of the WCHL Morning News is brought to you by the new Egg and I Restaurant at East 54. Open at 6 a.m. Monday through Friday, 7 on weekends, serving breakfast and lunch. Everybody's talking about the Egg and I.
This morning on WCHL, Mayor Mark Kleinsmith made a big announcement on Monday about Chapel Hill's Northside neighborhood. The health of North Carolina children is improving in several areas, but in other aspects, the Tar Heel State is lagging, according to a new study. And a Carbro MD says she's done with insurance companies. From now on, her business will be conducted just between the doctor and her patients. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carbro traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, the coaches' ACC basketball postseason awards were announced yesterday. And UNC junior point guard Marcus Page was named second team all-conference by the Atlantic Coast Conference coaches. And Art Chansky will be along with today's edition of Sports Notebook. All of that on your WCHL Tuesday Morning News.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
607, 52 degrees in Chapel Hill, and really feels good out there today. We have a cloudy skies expected, 20% chance of rain. Our high today in the upper 60s is going to warm up by about 15 degrees. Tonight, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies with a slight chance of rain and the low in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, if you're looking ahead that far, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain in the morning and the showers likely in the afternoon. High tomorrow in the low 70s, so a little bit warmer tomorrow. A really nice day today. Mayor Mark Kleinsmith made a big announcement yesterday about Chapel Hill's Northside neighborhood. WCHL's Jugmeet Mack has more.
Mayor Mark Kleinsmith spoke at the Hargraves Community Center to an audience of Northside residents, community leaders, and local officials.
UNC Chapel Hill is the new catalyst. By providing a $3 million no-interest loan that will be managed... That will be managed by our friends from the Self-Help Credit Union to lead the acquisition of properties in the neighborhood.
The 188-acre Northside neighborhood has historically been the largest African-American neighborhood in Chapel Hill. Residents have moved out over the last few decades as developers have bought the properties to rent at a higher price than families can afford. The landlords often rent houses to students. Self-Help will collaborate with community organizations to buy properties and hold them until they're ready for homeownership or rental housing. According to a fact sheet from the project partners, in 1980, the U.S. Census found 1,200 black residents living in the neighborhood. In 2010, that number decreased to 690. That's a 40% reduction in the black population over three decades. Esper Foster, a 75-year-old Northside resident, spoke on growing up in the neighborhood. She uses the term Potter's Field, which is what Northside used to be called. She's talking here about one of the characters in the neighborhood, whom she calls Aunt Lee.
What a Potter's Field jewel said to us as she placed her hands on her high and wide hips with a cigarette dangling from her lips. The most amazing thing was that the ashes never fell from her cigarette as she walked around doing chores and hollering at us. She said as loud as she could, "Go home, go home. Your mammy wants you home sometime." On that day, we had worn her out. Her nerves were frayed. We scattered like the wind-driven leaves falling from the trees in the fall.
Four organizations will work in partnership on this program called the Northside Neighborhood Initiative. Self-Help Credit Union will work together with UNC Chapel Hill, the Town of Chapel Hill, and the Jackson Center for Saving and Making History, which is a grassroots organization. The three stated goals of the initiative are, quote, helping long-term residents who want to stay in Northside remain in their homes, attracting new residents, a balance of working families, seniors, and students from diverse backgrounds, and increasing the availability of housing and financing options for neighborhood properties. Jagmeet Mack, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A woman survived being shot multiple times by her husband on Monday morning. According to the Orange County Sheriff's Office, officers responded to a call from a home on University Station Road just before 4 a.m. The woman, who has not been identified, was taken to Duke Hospital for treatment. Officers say this appears to be a domestic shooting. Larry Adkins Griffin was charged with assault with a deadly weapon, including inflicting serious injury with intent to kill. He's being held without bond in the Orange County Jail. The Carborough Board of Aldermen will meet tonight to hear an update on tourism and consider the next step for the Martin Luther King Jr. Park Master Plan. The board has received feedback over the last 2 months after a presentation of the park's master plan back in mid-January. One item of debate has been the incorporation and placement of a pump track, which is a small looping bike trail. The board will also receive feedback regarding a pre-survey for a zip code boundary review. The meeting is scheduled for 7:30 tonight at Carborough Town Hall. WCHL News Time, 6:12. More news in just a moment.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. People often ask me about the price of gasoline and what they can do to save at the pump. Right now, you can save 6 cents per gallon when you sign up for an ExxonMobil Rewards Smart Card at Cruisers. When you use the card, we save on credit card fees and pass the savings along to you. Think of the savings each time you fill up and beyond. Stop by any of our 24 convenient area locations and we'll sign you up.
Save 6 cents per gallon when you sign up for the ExxonMobil Smart Card. Cruisers, good to go.
At the UPS store, we love printing. Flyers, manuals, banners, basically anything you might need printed. And if you're a busy professional or a student, send us your presentation and we will print and bind it and have it ready for pickup right away. Simply submit your print job by email or by visiting our online print website at upsstoreprint.com. And you can always bring your materials to one of our local stores in Chapel Hill North, on Fordham Boulevard, and in Meadowmont. The UPS Store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
Tune in every Saturday and Sunday to a wide range of programming, from health to business to the arts to career and financial advice. The lineup includes...
On behalf of your health, I'm Dr. Adam Goldstein.
And I'm Dr. Christy Page.
Welcome to Who's Talking. This is D.G. Martin.
Welcome to this episode of Caring Connections. This is your host, Nicole Bruno.
Hi, this is Kristen Heemstra. Welcome to the Art of Potential show.
This is John Stillman with the Financial Safari.
Welcome to another edition of Side Dish. I'm Jay White. I'm here with my co-host, Liz Cooper.
Welcome to Sports Focus. I'm Charlie Tuggle.
This is Sharon Hill. Welcome to Today's Business.
The Tokyo Rosenthal Program!
Good afternoon. This is Phaedra Kelly at the Arts Spot in WCHL.
That's our weekend lineup every Saturday and Sunday here on WCHL 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, your news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:14. A Carborough MD says she's done with insurance companies. From now on, her business will be conducted just between the doctor and her patients. WCHL's Danny Hooley explains how Corey Annis plans to make her new membership model work.
Dr. Corey Annis recalls that pivotal moment when she knew she needed to change her business model for practicing medicine.
One day it became very clear to me in a bolt of lightning that I no longer worked for my patients. When they handed their insurance card over to front desk, I, for all intents and purposes, worked for the insurance company.
Soon she'll strictly be working for the patients. On July 1st, Annis will open Unorthodoc, a membership-based direct primary care practice at 127A Fidelity Street. She'll be partitioned in a sense from her current Fidelity Street practice, Carborough Pediatrics and Internal. Annis will no longer take insurance money, nor will she pay overhead for employees filing insurance claims. Instead, she's opting for an approach she likens to community-supported agriculture.
I wish I could take credit for coming up with that analogy, but one of my patients, when I explained to her the membership model for this primary care practice, she said, oh, it's like community-supported agriculture. And I said, yes.
Annis's initial foray into that model was when she offered what she called concierge care to a couple of globe-trotting patients to whom she offered scheduling flexibility and long-distance mobile medicine. But much of her inspiration, she said, came from Dr. Brian Forrest, creator and CEO of Access Healthcare Direct in Apex.
He's really an interesting fellow. He's actually never taken a dime of insurance money. But I remember when he started this practice, I thought, oh, what a sweet kid.
In the late 1990s, Forrest was working for a practice in Winston-Salem, where he identified a couple of problems with health care in the U.S. The uninsured weren't getting the medical help they needed, and physicians were running from room to room to keep pace with the demands of managed care bureaucracy. That, said Forrest, was no way to put patients first, so he opened Access Healthcare in 2002.
I worked to design something we called the direct pay micropractice at the time. Now they pretty much call it direct primary care. And it was the first direct primary care family medicine office in the country.
Forrest said his original intention was to create a safety net for uninsured patients.
And now, in 2015, about 50% of our patients are uninsured, but the other 50% of patients that come in are just people with insurance that really want a better way to get health care. They want to be able to spend time with a physician.
The Apex office has three physicians and two full-time staff members, none of whom are occupied with insurance filings. Forrest said he currently has about 3,300 active patients. These days, he occasionally goes on the road to speak to audiences of doctors who want to start their own such practices. Forrest said he's networked with doctors in more than 20 states so far. While Annis goes to community farming for an analogy, Forrest compares his model to a gym membership. He charges patients no more than $49 per month for his most expensive plan, plus $20 per visit for overhead. Instead of the average 11 minutes of doctor-patient time afforded by many insurance companies, Forrest said he gets to spend up to 45 minutes with his patients, and he loves it. Anna said she loves that idea, too. It's the whole point. Now she's trying to convince others. So far, 50 patients have committed to trying her monthly membership model. Anna said her system is designed to handle around 600. She said she needs between 150 and 200 to break even, and between 400 and 500 to make a decent living. She said she's convinced that direct primary care is a viable business model, even when considering all the moving parts of health care.
Don't know it, but this is actually an outcropping of the Affordable Care Act. In states who decided to expand their federal exchange, it actually allows insurance companies to write catastrophic policies and pair them with private contracts with primary care physicians, and that will qualify as meeting the federal mandate. It opens up a huge door for the primary care physicians who want to be the direct contractor with the patient.
Annis hastened to add that she's not a substitute for insurance, but she provides cradle-to-grave care for everyone with the exception of women who are pregnant. Her charge is $49 per month with a 10% discount for those who pay annually. That even covers lab work and EKGs. At most practices, she said, patients pay between $120 and $150 just for the visit before any tests are even ordered.
Insurance companies have shielded people, both doctors and the patients, from actually knowing how much stuff costs. Unorthodox and direct primary care, the whole premise is that we're going to get very transparent.
Anna said that her colleagues at Carbro Pediatrics and Internal are waiting to see how well she does with direct primary care. If she succeeds, they'll likely come on board. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Interesting concepts. 618 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full. And not a lot of traffic, to be honest, this morning. Not a lot happening out there right now, but we don't know of any problems. Nikki Morse is in the newsroom. She'll be following traffic all morning long. If you know of something we're not reporting, call her in the newsroom at 919-967-8363. Or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carbro. Online at glasshalffullcarborough.com. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too, at Glass Half Full. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, presented by Cruisers. It looks pretty good, really. 52 degrees, cloudy with a 20% chance of rain. Our high today, about 68. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain. And the overnight low, about 57 or 58. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, slight chance of rain in the morning, and the showers likely in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow in the low 70s. As I said, right now, 52 degrees. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Fuel up each morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, cappuccino, and hot chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great at Cruisers. Good to go. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Coach's ACC Basketball Postseason Awards were announced on Monday. UNC junior point guard Marcus Page was named second team all-conference by the ACC coaches. Junior forward Bryce Johnson was listed on the third team. Freshman Justin Jackson was named to the all-freshman
management team by the coaches charged with slowing the rookies' scoring throughout the season. Jackson's joined on the first-year team by three Duke Blue Devils, Jaleel Okafor, who was also named Freshman and ACC Player of the Year, point guard Tyus Jones, and forward Justice Winslow. For the second straight year, Virginia enters the ACC tournament aiming to follow a regular season title with another championship. Cavaliers are ranked number three in the country. They're 28-2 overall, 16-2 in the ACC. They became the first league team from outside the state of North Carolina to win the regular season race outright in consecutive years. Tournament starts later today in Greensboro. The lowest seeded teams, Virginia doesn't play until Thursday, along with number two Duke, number 11 Notre Dame, and number 14 Louisville. Carolina will play on Wednesday. Lost in the madness of March, especially in this area, is a formative part of the college football season. Spring practice. The Tar Heels, following a subpar 6-7 2014 season, have been grinding it out at Navy Field for weeks now. With rain, snow, or shine, doesn't matter. WCHL's Matt Oaks reports.
Fresh, eager players, young and old, join focused coaches on a mission this time of the year on the gridiron. And for the Tar Heels, that means Blue Dawn, a grueling wake-up call that sets an exacting tone for each season.
Change Blue Dawn, I mean, it's a lot of the same drills, but more competition. Eight teams that are actually competing in every single drill they're doing. They're awarded points. They're winning, losing, on every single rep.
Competition is the name of the game for the Tar Heels. As has always been the case under head coach Larry Fedora, every position is up for grabs in the offseason.
I mean, really, you know, that was kind of one of our objectives this spring, is to have competition at every single position. And so that's what we're trying to develop, as much competition at each of the positions as possible, so that we're developing depth at the same time that we're competing for that top spot.
So how have the incoming freshmen been faring in their first taste of big-time ACC football? Coach Fedora says he's seeing progress.
You know, kids are learning. A lot of the concepts are different for them, so they're having to really work hard at concentrating and focusing on what their job is, but I thought the guys have done a good job.
One of the more intriguing storylines may be the installment of a new defense. Defensive coordinator Gene Chizik, the former Auburn National Championship-winning coach, will be looking to make an immediate impact on a beleaguered UNC unit. Here's Coach Chizik.
It's been selflessness, toughness, and discipline. I mean, that's what we start with in everything we do. You know, I think that's for any football player, but certainly that's a message for our team right now. These guys got to be selfless. They can't care who gets the credit. They got to be very tough in terms of, this is a tough game, and it's for tough guys. And they've got to get that mentality built up, kind of callous their mind, and then the discipline part of it. We got to be a much better football team when it comes to the discipline of the little things we're asking guys to do within the defense.
As for Coach Fedora, he's sensed a greater hunger and sense of excitement from the defensive side of the ball.
A new, you know, they've got some new guys over there. They've got a new philosophy, a new defense. You know, I think they're excited about it. I think they really are. I think they're anxious to show who they are.
Returning Tar Heels like Marquise Williams, Ryan Switzer, and Jeff Schottmer have been filling the leadership roles for the underclassmen this spring. But Coach Fedora is challenging the veterans to up their ante even further, insistent that last season's performance was simply unacceptable.
The challenge for them is to take it to another level. You know, I mean, what we were last year wasn't good enough. It wasn't, you know, that was average, and we don't expect to be average, so we've got to get a lot better, so they've got to push each other to be better.
With no official spring blue and white game this year due to the field renovations at Keenan Stadium, one of the first chances for many Tar Heel fans to see the new look Carolina in action will come in Charlotte. The September 3rd Thursday night showdown in Bank of America Stadium will pit North Carolina against South Carolina. The highly anticipated contest will kick off the 2015 college football season. Matt Oaks, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
After picking up a series win at home against arch rival Duke, Coach Mike Fox and his 11th-ranked UNC baseball team will now take their 10-4 record on the road yet again. This time they'll be in Conway, South Carolina, on the campus of Coastal Carolina University for a showdown with the 9-6 Chanticleers. Tar Heels won 2 out of 3 against Duke this past weekend. Action is set for 4 p.m. today. Starting pitchers have yet to be announced. And again, 4 o'clock today, Carolina versus Coastal Carolina. Tar Heels on the road. 625 at WCHL.
The Osgood File. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. It is now 50 years since the first U.S. troops went ashore in Vietnam, start of a ground war whose consequences are still with us. But the air war had already been going on for 4 months. And in fact, the North Vietnamese already had an American POW.
I was the first, David. I was shot down August 5, 1964.
And he tells his story to David Martin after this from Charlie.
Had enough of winter yet? Of course you have. All that snow and cold makes you want to dream about a summer vacation. But don't just dream, plan it. But there is a cure to chase away your winter blues. A summer voyage aboard a Viking River cruise. Enjoy a breathtaking journey through the heart of Europe in June or July as you sail for 8 days along the Danube River. On Viking River cruises, you'll float by green hills and quaint villages day after day. Your stops along the way will include medieval towns and iconic cities that are just waiting for you to explore and to enjoy. Spend time drinking velvet-textured coffee in Vienna. Feast your eyes on the architecture of Budapest, and so much more. So chase the winter away and book your cruise today. Plan your summer vacation with Viking River Cruises. Visit VRC.com. When you book your cruise with them, they can also book your flight, saving you time and money. That's VRC.com.
Everett Alvarez became known as the Old Man of the North, longest-serving POW of the Vietnam War. He took off from an aircraft carrier in the Tonkin Gulf and was shot down on the very first day that U.S. jets bombed the North.
What did you think was going to happen to you?
I thought that they were going to kill me.
He was taken to a POW camp, and soon hundreds of U.S. pilots joined him. Some died. Some were tortured. In one case, a pilot had his left wrist handcuffed to his right ankle, and that's the way he stayed for 2 weeks. For many POWs, the pain eventually became too much, and like so many others, Everett Alvarez finally gave his interrogators something beyond name, rank, and serial number to make the pain stop.
So the first time you broke?
I felt like the lowest form of human in the world.
But eventually, the prisoners pulled themselves out of their depression by creating an alphabetical grid that they used to tap out messages to each other through the cell walls.
It was our lifeline. It was what kept us together.
Can you still tap?
I can tap. Hi, Dave.
But he doesn't have to tap anymore. Alvarez is one of the success stories. After his release, he went on to work for the Reagan administration, and now, at the age of 76, runs a successful Washington consulting firm. For a man who thought his life was over 50 years ago and who spent 8.5 years as a POW, that's not bad. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Are you a woman looking for prenatal care? Or are you pregnant and wondering where to deliver your baby? Come to UNC Family Medicine. We deliver our babies at the North Carolina Women's Hospital, the very first public teaching hospital in North Carolina to receive prestigious international recognition as a baby-friendly birth facility. So, if you are looking for outstanding care, look no further than UNC Family Medicine, caring for the course of your life. Call 966-0210 for an appointment.
Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate is a comprehensive support program for students in the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools. If you enjoy reading, going on walks, baking, or playing basketball with a child, then Blue Ribbon is the perfect opportunity for you. We're looking for volunteers to serve 2 hours a week for a minimum of 2 years. Contact Granville Johnson at 919-918-2170, extension 5. Blue Ribbon thanks WCHL for supporting our program.
Well, good morning. It is 6:30 WCHL, and actually the beginning of a pretty good day here. It is right now 52 degrees, and we look for a decent day. There's some clouds, but not so bad. This forecast brought to you by the Carolina Inn.
It's going to be about 68 degrees by the time this day is over. A 20% chance of rain in our forecast. Tonight, we're looking at mostly cloudy with the 20% chance of rain continuing. Low tonight, about 57 or 58 degrees. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, slight chance of rain in the morning, and then showers likely in the afternoon as well. And the high tomorrow in the low 70s. I like the sound of that. And looking ahead a little bit tomorrow night, cloudy, showers likely, and a chance of rain after midnight as well, and the overnight lows in the upper 40s. So it's going to cool down a little bit. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is one of just three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine.
97.9 FM WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
This news update, I'm Dave Barrett. A letter sent from the Senate to Iran warns that a deal on limiting Iran's nuclear program might not stick stateside. 47 GOP senators signed on to that message. Here's CBS's Susan McGinnis.
The open letter sent directly to Iran's leaders warns anything not approved by Congress is a mere executive agreement and could be revoked by the next president with the stroke of a pen. Freshman Senator Tom Cotton, who wrote the letter, defended the move.
Congress must approve a deal for a deal to be lasting, and Congress will only approve a deal if it stops Iran from getting a nuclear weapon.
Political analyst Leonard Steinhorn.
The question here is whether this being a partisan letter, is this more political? Is this crossing the line? Is this showing disrespect for the presidency?
Iran's foreign minister dismissed the letter from Congress, calling it a propaganda ploy. He said many international deals are mere executive agreements. Negotiations on the Iran nuclear future resume next week in Switzerland. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the WCHL Morning News is brought to you by the new Egg and I Restaurant at East 54. Open at 6 a.m. Monday through Friday and serving the heartiest breakfast in town. Everybody's talking about the Egg and I.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
6:32, we have 52 degrees in Chapel Hill and a slight chance of rain later on in the day. I'm Rod Stutz. The health of North Carolina children is improving in several key areas, but in other aspects, the Tar Heel State is lagging. That's according to a new study just out. WCHL's Blake Hodge has more.
The 20th Annual Child Health Report Card was released Monday morning by the child advocacy group NC Child. The report card found that the number of uninsured children has decreased across the state, while the overall dental health has improved. Also, the number of high school students that are graduating on time was up nearly 11% for the 2012-2013 academic year when compared with 2008-2009. Another positive note was the finding that the teen pregnancy rate was also down in North Carolina. Now, overall health of children at birth was also improved, and child fatalities in general were down. There were negatives in the report, though. It did find that the percentage of children under age 18 living in poverty was up, and that 36% of children aged 10 to 17 were overweight. Teen cigarette use was down to 13.5%, while the number of teens using, quote, emerging tobacco products, end quote, that includes e-cigarettes, was listed at 22.4%. The number of high schoolers who said they had used marijuana in the last 30 days was 23%. That's up from just under 20% in 2011. Meanwhile, reported alcohol, cocaine, and prescription pill use was down across the same age group. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
In other news this morning, the Chapel Hill Carborough School Board will get its first look at next year's spending plan when the board meets tonight. The superintendent's recommended budget sets aside $1.6 million to provide entry-level teachers with a state-mandated 6% pay raise. All other employers will get a 2% raise, or employees, I should say. State enrollment projections call for 150 fewer students than administrators had previously expected. That means the district will lose at least $500,000 in state funding. School officials will likely ask county commissioners to chip in more money to pay for 218 charter school students and an unknown number of homeschool children who may enroll in a virtual charter school. The board meets at 7 o'clock tonight at the Lincoln Center in South Merritt Mill Road. WCHL's Jugmeet Mack will be there and will have a full report tomorrow morning. Major development plans are in the works in Hillsboro, including projects with the North Carolina DOT. Mayor Tom Stevens told WCHL's Aaron Aaron Keck that the funding is for major projects in town.
State Department of Transportation is holding meetings across the state to get public feedback on their transportation improvement plan, which is a $15 billion proposal. One of the meetings is going to be in Hillsboro 2 weeks from now on Monday the 23rd, so it's going to be a busy day.
It's going to be a busy day, and of course we're very, very excited about the, it is now in the state budget of DOT for our rail station. So, you know, that's about as real as it gets when it finally makes that within the five-year plan. So that's why that those meetings are particularly important for us.
Now, the state DOT's plan includes the train station, which, of course, we've talked about a lot in Hillsboro recently and also over years, also includes a plan to sort of expand South Churton Street, too. So a couple of big projects in the works for Hillsboro that I know the town's really excited about. How much is that, how at risk is, or how up in the air, I guess I should say, is that funding? I know it's in the DOT's long-term plan, but the state legislature is going to be talking about budget issues here in the next couple of weeks, couple of months. Governor McCrory just released his budget, but of course the GA still got to take care of theirs. Is that something that you're following really closely for this particular purpose, or is that money kind of set?
That money is generally set, and things can get moved from year to year, and we've certainly had the experience of having like the downtown improvements, which are going to be starting up here in a couple months and has been funded, but we had a commitment from DOT a couple years ago, and the budget got shifted around because of some of the changes that was happening, and the legislature, they still had that commitment. It took a while longer than expected. So this is about as secure as it gets, although it's still, again, it is in the budget. It's money set aside for planning, money set aside for some of the construction, not necessarily that order. So there's still a lot of work to be done between now and then, but it is about as solid as it gets, short of having already been done.
And as Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens speaking with WCHL's Aaron Keck, Governor Pat McCrory is amending his 2013 ethics disclosures as a left-leaning advocacy group filed a complaint over his failing to properly disclose trips paid for through the Republican Governors Association. Progress North Carolina Action filed a complaint with the State Ethics Commission on Monday over the governor's attendance at several RGA events at luxury hotels and resorts paid for by undisclosed political donors. State ethics forms require officials to disclose any scholarship of more than $200 to attend a conference or event. McCrory legal counsel Bob Stevens said the governor will disclose $13,000 spent on seven trips. Progress North Carolina Action filed a separate complaint in January following an Associated Press report about more than $185,000 in cash and stock McCrory received in 2013 from online mortgage broker LendingTree. And the North Carolina Republican Party chairman says he won't seek another 2 years of the job when his term expires in June. A potential successor with apparent backing of the party's establishment has already surfaced. Claude Pope Jr. announced yesterday he won't run for re-election. He did not give a reason in his statement, but mentioned looking forward to returning to his business interests and spending more time at home. Regional party leader Craig Collins disclosed a couple of hours later he would run for chairman at the party convention this spring. He says he's already received the endorsement of Governor Pat McCrory. A spokesman for Richard Burr and Tom Tillis confirmed Collins' backing by the two U.S. senators. Collins is currently chairman of the Republicans' 10th Congressional District Committee. WCHL News Time is 6:39. I'm Ron Stutz, Nikki Morse, sitting here in the studio, and well, it's all really so pleasant to look over there and see this great big smile because she's excited.
Thank you.
To be at work as always.
Thank you.
Yeah, how's it going?
It's going good. I can't hear myself, but I'm going good.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Just push that little button over.
That'd take care of it.
Much better.
You doing okay?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I hope you got a good night's sleep last night.
Me too.
You also do.
It was good. It was all right. You know, could have done a little bit better if I had tried a little harder and put more effort into it. I think I could have managed a good night's sleep. I think I did an average to mediocre night's sleep.
There's a ringing endorsement, folks. It is all right. Well, anyway.
Thanks for asking.
I'm glad you're awake this morning. Thanks for noticing me. Thanks for asking. We have commentary on the way today from Fred Black, and he is talking about a response that he got to an earlier commentary that he did.
Awesome.
So that's kind of an interesting train of thought there, if you can follow that. But you'll hear from Fred coming up next.
This is Sammy Martin of Franklin Street Realty. And you're not Kit.
No, I'm James Blackburn.
James, at Franklin Street, we often ask, why would you call anyone else? Expound on that, please.
Well, if I wanted a pizza, I'd call Peppers, not Franklin Street Realty.
James, Peppers is closed.
I know, but it was good pizza. Similarly, if I wanted a haircut, I would call a hairdresser.
But you don't have much hair left, and it's obvious that's not what I'm talking about.
I know. If I wanted to buy or sell a house, I would definitely call Franklin Street Realty.
There we are. Why?
Because I want to work with people like me.
Overly tall, overweight people with a funny accent?
The only thing funny about my accent is after living here for 24 years, I'm starting to sound a bit like y'all.
That's y'all.
I mean, I want to work with realtors who don't wear name tags, blazers, or button-downs. Genuine, friendly people who are comfortable in jeans, who aren't afraid to get dirty, and will call under a house, who will work on the weekends, who will answer the phone after hours.
Who are connected to the community?
That helps.
Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Have you heard? According to a new study, men who spent less than $2,000 on an engagement ring were more likely to have a successful marriage. At Chatelaine's, we take pride in our beautiful estate pieces and in the wholesale prices we put on them. Not into estate and vintage jewelry? We offer competitive rates on new and trending jewelry as well. Though going deep into debt may seem like a grand gesture, spending wisely without compromising quality is an expression of your commitment to her and your future together. Shop Chatelaine's, located in Carver, Historic Carmel.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the overwhelming popularity of our 79-cent fountain drinks with chewy ice. But we need to clarify a few misconceptions. Cruiser serves our soft drinks at a tongue-tingling 34 degrees, but cannot be held liable for brain freezes. Our fountain drinks are made with 100% pure filtered water, but we make absolutely no Fountain of Youth claims. And although our Taste Great guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. 79-cent fountain drinks, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
Good morning, 642, 52 degrees.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Fred Black. During our days of snow and ice, the Chapel Hill Carborough School Board had a meeting early one morning to determine how they would make up the days. After their decision was announced, I received a phone call from a lady who asked, "Are you the one I heard in January on WCHL saying that the board had voted to remove Memorial Day from the list of makeups?" I said, "Yes," and they had in fact voted unanimously to do that. Well, I knew what was coming next, so I said before she asked me, "The board felt that they had no choice but to add Memorial Day back, and I'm sure it was a difficult decision for them. Two Saturday classes, classes on Good Friday, and a class on the 11th and 12th of June all create problems and even hardships." So I told my caller that of all the school systems around us faced with the same difficult choices, we are the only ones who have chosen to use Memorial Day to solve our problem. My caller then asked me if there was a written explanation somewhere indicating the thinking of our board. I told her that if there was, I hadn't seen it. She then asked rhetorically, "Why not?" and then thanked me and said her family would not be in school on Memorial Day in order to visit the cemeteries where family members who died in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam are buried, because showing honor and respect for her family is what they do each year on Memorial Day. Remembering our fallen matters. That's why we have a federal holiday called Memorial Day. This is Fred Black.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL. Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams is brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
The All-ACC teams were announced Sunday for the media and Monday for the coaches. Marcus Page and Bryce Johnson were honored by both. Page as a second-team All-Conference member by the coaches and third-team by the media, while Johnson was third-team All-ACC for both. Even with Page's numbers down from last year, Tar Heel head coach Roy Williams has been impressed with his point guard.
He's handled, you know, last year, the second half of the year, the defenses were aimed at him as well. It was off the charts how successful he was. And this year he's even gotten more of the defensive attention, and the shot hasn't fallen in quite as much for him. But I think he's played so well, it's it's hard to imagine anybody being able to do more with what he's been able to do.
My name is Carson. I'm 10 years old. I was just 5 months old when my daddy was taken away by a drunk driver. When I think about my dad, it makes me sad that I never got to know him. It would have been so cool to play basketball with him and for me to just be able to give him a hug. I didn't get to hear him say how much he loved me. I miss my daddy every day. Your plans include alcohol. Please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every kid deserves to grow up with a daddy?
It's never too early to talk with your kids about the dangers of alcohol, but it can be too late. In North Carolina, almost 27,000 violent crimes are committed every year when kids and alcohol mix. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking. Visit talkitoutnc.org.
Not only has Paige performed on the court, but he is one of the team's strongest leaders as well.
We've had several conversations about being a leader, and then also we've had several conversations about it's not just your responsibility. You know, those other guys that are involved too, they've got to take ownership of it as well. But he is naturally one of the best leaders that I've been around. I've tried to push him in that direction since the first day he got here.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by the North Carolina ABC Commission. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking.
As the Kennedy Dental Group celebrates 1 year at 1721 East Franklin Street, the practice continues on the cutting edge of family dentistry while emphasizing the utmost in customer care. Dr. Jeff Kennedy offers stress-free oral sedation dentistry, which takes away all the anxiety of a prolonged procedure. Kennedy Dental Group is open Friday and offers early appointments from 7 a.m. on Tuesday and Friday. Kennedy Dental can save you the hassle and files all insurance claims for their patients. Call for an appointment at 919-967-9291 or go to Kennedy Dental Group.com.
Glass Half Full is the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop in the heart of downtown Carrboro. You can meet your friends for a delicious lunch or dinner of skillfully prepared contemporary American cuisine, browse the wine shop for an intriguing bottle to take home, or just relax at the beautiful candlelit bar with a spicy margarita or frosty craft beer. Glass Half Full, good food, fine wine, and lots of fun too. Visit us online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com.
The world is very different since Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. This interweb thing? Not around. You wanted to know the answer to something? You just asked Old Man Russell. And if he didn't know, he made it up. That's why everyone in my town thought lightning bugs were filled with real lightning. Hey, we weren't always the sharpest tools in the shed, but we knew Geico was a smart deal.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Time again for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Ladies and gentlemen, a great big round of applause. Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, Nikki Morse.
I haven't had one of those in a long time. I
really?
Feel like, well, maybe it was Friday. I don't know, but it was great to hear it again.
I'm sorry. Let me give you a hand.
Oh, thanks. Thanks so much. How about a round of applause?
Yeah, yeah. I wish you could see this. It's radio, I know. It's radio, Nikki.
I know.
People can't see you.
They know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I do, but I'm the only one.
Well, so far we don't have any problems to report. 15-501-86 and 54 all doing well as you approach I-40. And it's a clear shot into RTP in Durham this morning on 40 eastbound from 86 out to 540. If you see anything while traveling, be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363 or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And don't forget Freddie's trivia quiz coming up. Also, celebrity birthdays on WCHL. This report brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and a very talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. All right, turning now to your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather forecast presented by Grimble Jewelers. It's 52 degrees right now, cloudy with a 20% chance of rain today. High today about 68. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Slight chance of rain, low in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Slight chance of rain in the morning and then showers likely in the afternoon. High tomorrow, about 72 degrees. Grimble Jewelers, home of Berkeley Grimble. And a lot of great jewelry for sure. Grimble's is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Villas Plaza. That's on Elliott Road. And it's right next to Whole Foods. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Talk show host Ralph Emery is 82 years old today. Actor Chuck Norris is 75. Dean Torrance of Jan and Dean fame, 75. Tom Schultz of Boston, 68 years old today. Love that band. TV personality, businesswoman Barbara Corcoran, who is on Shark Tank. I never watched that show. Can't see why anybody would, but I guess they do. 66 years old today. Let's see here. Shannon Tweed, actress, 58 years old today. Actress Sharon Stone, 57. Magician Lance Burton, 55. Actress Jasmine Guy is 53 years old today. Music producer Rick Rubin, 52 years old today. Edie Brickell is 49. Just happened to be married to Paul Simon, by the way, and she's a good artist in her own right. Britain's Prince Edward is 51 years old today. Actor John Hamm, 44. Let's see here. Robin Thicke, 38 years old today. Blurred Lines, Olympic gold medal gymnast Shannon Miller turns 38. And country singer Carrie Underwood is 32. Actress Olivia Wilde is 31 years old today. And some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. First of all, Blake Hodge in the WCHL News Department is celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday to Blake. And Karen Cox, who works here at WCHL as well, celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday to both of you. Walter Holt has a birthday today. And I'm not sure exactly how old Walter is, but he's definitely old enough to know better. And Natalie Andrews also has a birthday today, so happy birthday to all of our celebrities this morning.
Rock and roll!
Trivia.
I was born in a crossfire hurricane.
The late Johnny Winter.
Oh, man.
And his version of the Stones song.
Hey, that was a great song.
Yeah, it was.
But you know the bass line in that song where it goes doo doo doom doo doo doom 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 doo doo doom doo doo doom is not the bass line in the original song of Jumpin' Jack Flash by the Stones. Nope.
What is it?
Bill Wyman did a more simple line. Just kind of did the root chord. Yeah, kind of just same note.
Okay.
But it was Johnny Winter's bass guy who added the little riff.
Okay.
Along with the lead guitar.
Well, thanks for that little bit of trivia.
Thank you very much, yes. Yeah. But it is Rock and Roll Tuesday, so therefore we're opening ourselves to that sort of venue.
We're doing what?
Mental venue.
Opening ourselves?
Yeah, we're opening ourselves. We're sharing.
Not opening themselves. I'm sorry. You misspoke in there somewhere, and I didn't understand what you said.
Do you see what I'm showing you?
I misheard it.
Do you see how I'm telling you that you're number one?
Yeah, and your face looks great on the radio.
Hey, UNC baseball at Coastal Carolina and up in G-Boro, City of Tournaments, the ACC men.
Yeah.
Playing it, starting it.
Man, I can remember some of the old ACC tournaments. Used to go to the Holiday Inn Four Seasons do the morning show.
I remember when we were a kid. I remember sitting in Rural Hall Elementary and Northwest Junior High School, and all of a sudden, teacher turns up the radio over the loudspeaker brought in a black and white television. You watched it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I did too. Yeah, it's great. It's great stuff, man.
Yeah.
Of course, I think we were in school before, in elementary school, before they even invented the TV.
When Ron was in school, they were still using peach baskets.
Speak for yourself.
Well, I was up there taking it down as well.
Yeah.
Our year today that we're going to take a look at.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't the number one song.
Okay.
But the year is 1973.
Okay.
1973.
Okay.
We want you to name the song.
Right.
And we want you to name the artist.
Right.
And in my memory, I don't think we've ever done a rock and roll trivia questions using this group before.
All right.
So, Ron, I'm handing you the single.
All right. I've got my eyes closed.
You got it on the right side.
Help me get it on the turntable.
You got it. You're good.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Everybody listen up. Call us. Oh, boy. That's an easy one. Go ahead and call right now if you know what that song is. Name the song and the artist, and you can be our winner. All right, that's
should be enough. I'll tell you what we'll do. We will tell you all about today's WCHL Hometown Hero while you contemplate. Call right now.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
If you're looking for a role model in how to mentor young men, let me recommend to you John Frank.
I try to create programs for our Chapel Hill residents. My passion is youth, so I create a lot of programs for at-risk youth.
That's his regular job with the Chapel Hill Police Department. John French is today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
During the summer, I run this summer youth employment program. On the side, I coach a lot of kids, and we participate in some local tournaments around here, and we just give them an opportunity to go play and get out of Chapel Hill and do something. It's called a Friday Night Outdoor Basketball League, and every Friday, myself, Officer Lennon, work with youth for ages 8 to 18 at the Hargraiser Recreational Center. They come in there, and a lot of times we'll feed them, and we let them play basketball. They get mentored from the staff at the police department, and it's just a great venue for the kids to come out and their parents come out and be in a safe and secure environment for about 3 or 4 hours. When I first came here, most people were real apprehensive of talking to the police, and now they try to seek us out. It's pretty cool.
John French was nominated for a WCHL Hometown Hero Award by Kevin Gunter of the Chapel Hill Police Department.
The Visions program is something I started with a couple of friends of mine where we would go into the schools and we mentor youth, and we go in every week and basically advocate for the youth while they're in school and try to guide them. We take them on tours of colleges and try to get them interested in going to college. Since I started that group, 100% of our guys who were in the group that went to college went. About majority of the kids when they first came in there said they would never go to college.
Man, you ought to be proud of yourself for that. That's amazing.
Yeah, really.
Because of what his dad does, John's son Caleb has a lot of role models around him.
He'll say, gosh, he think he got about 100 brothers. they all want to come to the house. And he liked the fact that he feel like he got a whole bunch of brothers.
John French ought to be really proud of all those years working hard to help young people.
A lot of kids, people said, wouldn't go to college or wouldn't really amount to anything. All went to school. I'm really proud of how the peer pressure has caused that to happen, because I know I've had a couple kids who said they just weren't interested in college, but they didn't want to break that 100% streak. They quit anyway.
Really? Wow.
Once they got there, they realized that it was where they needed to be. I'm really proud of that, because I know somebody gave back to me, Charles Beckton, and I wanted to make sure. That's the one thing he said. He said, you know, I don't ask you for money or anything, but just make sure you give back to somebody else.
Just think what a positive influence John French has been on so many young men in our community. He's today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
657 at WCHL. Good morning. We could go on forever. Yeah.
Are you reeling in the years? Going away the time.
Steely Dan.
Steely Dan.
Steely Dan, reeling in the years, and that was their follow-up to
Do It Again.
Do It Again. Get back, Jack. Do It Again.
L.A.-based Donald Fagen. Walter Becker.
Yep.
They made pop and jazz, that fusion, work.
Yeah.
They charted 15 times from 72 to 1981. And this tune, as you just mentioned, followed their hit, Do It Again.
Yep.
Reeling in the Years peaked at number 11.
Yep. And a good song, man. I'm telling you, I like that song. And let's hear a little bit of the real thing here, not just me and Freddie fooling around. Everybody ready? Let me go ahead to the vocal here a little bit. You might recognize.
Are you reeling in the years?
There you go. Does that bring it home for you?
Stowing away the time.
Congratulations to Lisa Brody of Chapel Hill, who called in with the answer to that question. I think that's a pretty darn recognizable song right there. Hey, thank you so much, everybody, for calling in this morning. That's our rock and roll trivia quiz for today.
This hour of the WCHL Morning News is brought to you by the new Egg and I Restaurant at East 54. Open at 6 a.m. Monday through Friday, 7 on weekends, serving breakfast and lunch. Everybody's talking about the Egg and I.
Lisa Brody gets a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers, where you're good to go. It's 52 degrees right now, cloudy with a 20% chance of rain today. High today about 68 degrees. Tonight mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain in the low of the upper 50s. And then tomorrow mostly cloudy, slight chance of rain in the morning. Showers likely in the afternoon as well. And a little bit warmer tomorrow, our high in the low 70s. So it really is more like springtime for the next few days here anyway. So if you don't like it, just hang around. It'll change. It's 7 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and talk.